good to know.
Welcome to the Babbelry,
where translators visit the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
Babbelry.
Americans, vote with your eyeballs. This is your host, Suki Wessling. This is not a political post. This is not a post aimed at a group of people who believe a certain political philosophy or who vote in any particular way. This is a post for all human beings in the United States who consider themselves decent. This morning, a man shot up a Catholic mass full of children. Usually, I don't write about current events that haven't been resolved in any way, but as I listened to the coverage of this tragedy, it occurred to me that I don't need to know anything about the shooter. I don't need to know his motivations. I don't need to know who he voted for, whose rallies he went to, and which media personalities he followed. I already know what I need to know. Our media has been corrupted by eyeballs. When I say our media, I include media created by private citizens for no monetary gain, media created by individuals who make their money from inflammatory videos and posts, media from corporate news outlets whose bottom line depends on eyeballs, and even these days, media from our very own government. Our media is saturated with people and organizations trying to grab our eyeballs, and they're doing it because of the algorithm. We all understand this now, or we should. The algorithm rewards media for grabbing our eyeballs, and our eyeballs are attracted by negativity. Our eyeballs snap to tragedy, anger, hatred, people's failures, people's mistakes, people's bad choices. The human brain is attracted to negativity. We are genetic rubberneckers. Of course, I don't know if this particular person was motivated by what he saw on any sort of media, but I do know that all of us have been affected by what's in front of our eyeballs. The ugliness inside us has been stoked by people who do not have our best interests in mind. Again, I am not pointing fingers at any particular political party, but rather at the state we find ourselves in the United States, nearly 250 years after its founding. We are allowing our eyeballs to be held captive by crap, by smut, by slander. We are everything that every religious and ethical document warns against. But we have a choice. We have a choice not to give our eyeballs to anyone, no matter what their political persuasion, if they spread nasty, violent, angry, or divisive rhetoric. In order to exercise this choice, we have to be conscious of the algorithm we're working against. Here's a typical progression. Someone who has a few followers and puts out a post or a podcast into the world gets very few responses. The algorithm ignores that person. But slowly, as they build a small following, they find that they can attract more likes and shares by retooling their content to attract our eyeballs. And as they build their audience, the extreme content builds on itself. The algorithm then feeds this extreme content to a wider audience, people who agree in some way. Maybe it's politics, maybe it's a shared interest, maybe it's gender, maybe it's race. Whatever our connection to the original poster, the algorithm sends negative content to us unbidden, and as we like and share it, it gains power. We live in the influencer age. Just this morning, I was having a conversation with someone about the idiocy of the rise of so-called influencers in our culture, and hoping, both of us hoping, that this era would end. Influencers are people who peddle influence and nothing else. They don't care about the content that they peddle, even if they were originally motivated by a passion. Their currency is influence. Influencers have led us to an insane situation where we have a government that is actively trying to please influencers rather than work in the best interests of the people. Even worse, some of those in the government actually are influencers. People who found an audience with an issue or an idea, something ugly, something negative. Their negativity attracted eyeballs. The eyeballs attracted other eyeballs. The algorithm bundled those eyeballs into a boulder of eyeballs rolling down a mountain of nastiness and ugliness and greed. And here we are. This isn't just about the dead children. In this particular case, who knows why this man shot into a Catholic church? And does his motivation matter, really? Because this problem is not about the individual, it's about large numbers. We learned this lesson through the great scientific achievements of the 20th century. A vaccine may hurt one person, for example, but if it saves a million lives, it's still worth it. Not every person who smokes dies of lung cancer, but large numbers of them do, thus validating the use of warning labels. When we spend a small amount of money on primary health care for the poor, we save much more money in our emergency rooms. Large numbers work because we live within systems. We are not individuals out in the wilderness fighting the lion on our own. We are communities, we are groups, we are people who depend on each other. Humans have always depended on each other. The myth of pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps is just that, a myth. So take charge of your eyeballs. I dictated this into my phone, seized by a passion after I listened to the news in my car. I implore you, every time media uses violent rhetoric that makes you feel ugly, every time media makes you feel generalized anger, every time media makes you feel resentful, block them. Whether it's your friend on social media or a newspaper you used to respect, unfollow them. No matter how much you agree with them or share interests with them, remove your eyeballs from their algorithmic fury. Reorganize your consumption of media so that your eyeballs can no longer be attracted to the sickness that is feeding an uglier, angrier, more violent America. And then move on with your life. Find media that informs you, builds your understanding of others, and connects you to your community. If you love influencers, go find the ones who will influence you to live better, be happier, who will help us build stronger communities. Turn your eyeballs from that dark tunnel of hatred and walk toward those who share a common interest in a happier, healthier, safer future. I realized after I recorded this that this is not the original, very passionate, but pretty crappy thing that I recorded. So don't get the idea that I talk perfectly like this every time, because I have, in fact, edited this. Thanks for listening. The song I Could Have Killed the King is by Unwoman at unwoman.com.
You've been listening to The Babblery.
The Babblery is produced with support from KSQD Radio in Santa Cruz, California.
Find us on major podcast platforms or at babblery.com.